Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome again to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atar, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad are the guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
An interesting topic for today's discussion, hijab for men. It might seem a little bit contradictory that how hijab is for men. But now, the main question is this, that is hijab only for women? Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. So when we say hijab, usually women and the girls come to our mind, okay, especially the Muslim ones and the Muslimas. But is only hijab limited to women and not men?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The term hijab traditionally refers to the modest dress code that Muslim women are encouraged to follow.
Okay.
However, the concept of hijab extends beyond clothing and includes the idea of modesty in behavior, speech, and actions for both men and women. So hijab for women, hijab typically involves wearing clothing that covers the body except for the face and hands. So, but when it comes to the modesty for men, we have modesty for men. Modesty is also emphasized in Islam, yes, while the specific clothing for men is not referred to as hijab. But in the same way, men are encouraged to dress modestly and to avoid clothing that is overly, for example, revealing.
This is haya, isn't it?
Modesty, yes, you can say, or chastity, we can say. Okay. So this can include wearing loose-fitting, for example, clothes that cover the body from the, let's say, the strangers or the let's say, particularly when it is in the presence of ladies. It should respect the honor and the modesty and chastity of the ladies.
Yes, sir.
So that's why men are
so
also...
Sorry, Sheikh. As women are encouraged and suggested to have hijab and to have chaste clothing, so men are in Islam recommended to have chaste clothing too, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, in Islam, what matters most is modesty, is chastity, is respect and honor, you know? This is important for both men and women. So what is the main objective of hijab? Hijab is for this reason that that ladies' modesty and chastity should be observed.
All right.
Same is the case with men. Men's are also a modesty and izzah and karama should be observed.
Okay.
So that's why Islam, as Islam does not allow women to, for example, reveal what we can say, the, their bodies, to motivate, for example, sexually others. Why is that haram forbidden? Because it lowers the level of human from the level of humanity to the level of animal.
All right.
You know, that is why Islam says that the same is the case with men. Men are also not allowed to treat or to behave in a way that it sexually, for example, motivates others or including men and women.
Okay.
So that is why men are also told that, for example, they have to control their sight. They have to control...
Cast down their gazing sight.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
If, for example, if modesty and chastity and honor is important, then in that case, you have to control, for example, your tongue. You have to control your hair. You're not allowed to hear whatever you wish. You are not allowed to say whatever you want. You are not allowed to look at whatever you you wish and want. These are also a kind of hijab, because it in this way you covers your tongue, you covers your hearing, you covers your inside, your side, you know. If hijab's main objective is to observe the modesty and the chastity of men and women, then of course in this case we have a kind of hijab, a kind of covering, a kind of, we can say, restrictions for both men and women in terms of their social behaviors, particularly with these strangers. From this perspective, we can say that we have a kind of hijab or a kind of modesty and chastity and honor for both men and women.
Okay, thank you very much. And socially speaking, men are encouraged in Islam to act modestly, Sheikh Noor Muhammad. In fact, to have a chaste and modest behavior when they are in the society. Can you give us some practical guidelines? I mean, how the men must act when they are in the society?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that I think everybody can understand that what is the exact way of, you know, behaving in the society in order not to excite the lust of the opposite gender. And not to attract the attention of the opposite gender and to try to be, to have the decent behavior in the society for both men and women. You know, the main goal is to maintain the family and the peace of mind of yourself and the other side.
All right.
If not, if he goes to the, you know, out of the border and try to have the, you know, interaction with the opposite gender, first of all, it hurts and damage your, you know, peace of mind.
Yes.
And on the other hand, it damaged the peace of mind of the other side.
Okay.
You know?
So maybe you mean multiple engagement with, for example, the women in the society will establish a kind of trauma for you?
Exactly. It caused trauma. Okay. And in that case, you cannot maintain your family. There is no more family for your wife, husband, children.
You mean all
husband,
the full
children.
Attention will
yes.
be... Yes. That's right. Okay.
You know, and maybe one of the reasons that sometimes we have divorce is,
yes.
you know, is because of these kind of, you know, out of border interaction.
Out of wedlock relations.
Exactly.
Illegal relations.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
For the, you know, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that one of the ways is, first of all, is to having to cast down your gaze, according to the verse of Noble Quran.
And what does it mean exactly, casting down your
yes.
gaze, brother?
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ For example, looking at the opposite gender, not to gaze at the opposite gender.
Okay.
In
not
order
to stare directly.
Yes.
Okay.
To, in order to attract the attention of the opposite gender. I mean, I want to say that very explicitly, not to look at her lustfully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a meaning of, you know, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ
أَبْصَارِهِمْ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
this is
right.
And of course, you know, everything, I mean, the other deviations stems from these kind of dirty looks.
Oh.
Okay. And that goes to the other side
of satanic temptations.
Yes, satanic
starts from
temptation.
Over here.
Yeah,
that's right.
And not only looks, even in Islamic rulings,
right.
it is not allowed to think sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
For example, about different, I don't know, different video clips, different movies. Sexually,
yeah.
it is not allowed to, first of all, go to that and
sexual
to watch it.
Sexual illusions, we call them. That's
yes.
right. Okay.
Yeah. You know,
mind.
All of that, it's for maintenance
okay.
of the family, as I said,
okay.
and for the peace of mind.
That's right. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And Sheikh Rouhani, this modest behavior for the men in the society, as Sheikh Nur Muhammad said, very important. But inside the family, the men should have modest look and modest behavior towards the mahram too. I mean, for instance, their sisters, their mothers, their wives, and their daughters, isn't it? So how a man can be modest inside the house?
When it comes to hijab of men inside the house, as you mentioned, or
yes.
in their social behaviors, first of all, Islamically talking, according to the jurisprudential teachings of Islam, for men, it is obligatory to cover their awrah.
Uh-huh.
Awrah. And then...
So because this is my house, I'm not feeling
yeah,
free.
Yeah, you're not allowed to,
okay.
to, with
to act whatever,
whatever
I like,
wish.
For example,
yeah.
in front of
yes.
my family members, okay?
Yeah, and men are encouraged to wear clothing that is loose-fitting
mm-hmm.
and not, let's say, overly tight.
Overly tight,
and
okay.
As this promotes modesty and does not draw undue kind of attention to the body.
Oh.
So this is important in
okay.
Islamically talking.
Very
and
good.
Also... we can say that Islamic teachings encourage simplicity and moderation in clothing.
Uh-huh.
Men should avoid attire that is, for example, we can say ostentatious or excessively luxurious.
Luxurious, that's
as
right.
It may
even
promote
inside the house.
Arrogance and pride. You
even,
know,
even inside the house.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kind of signs of dignity, signs of honor, and let's say respect for both men and women, particularly men, because now we are talking about men. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And of course, when it comes to the other points that I can mention, men are advised to conduct themselves with dignity, showing respect towards others and their, let's say, interactions. And this includes being humble and practicing good manners, not only with the other people, including with the, sometimes with the family members.
Yes,
sometimes
yes.
People might think that, okay, we should just show respect to the other people in the society. But when it comes to their family members, to their children, their household, they treat them as a dictator.
Okay. Yeah, a dictator in the house, a peacemaker outside the house.
A very humble, very new, respected, and the society outside house. Yeah. That's totally wrong, and that
That's
is
totally
completely
wrong. Everything inside from the house.
Opposed to the Islamic teachings, And they should respect with the same respect, with the same dignity, izzah and karama, the family members as well.
Sometimes it is so between a man and, for example, non-mahram women. So how much respect a man might have for non-mahram or vice versa.
Yeah,
a woman might have ihtiram or respect for non-mahram men, but inside the house, unfortunately, they're using foul language.
Yeah, and two other points that I should mention for our brothers, our Muslim
Good.
Is this, that cleanliness is one of the characteristics that is overemphasized by Islam. That men should be very much clean, very much pure, you know, in terms of their clothing, in terms of their body, even sometimes they
mouth.
Have to... inside, exactly.
Yeah, teeth and
particularly
mouth,
inside house, because Islam tells us that an-nazafatu min al-iman, part of iman is nazafa, so this nazafa shows your personality, your character, you know. And also, even Islam tells us that to use perfume. But to be clean and tidy inside the house, outside,
both
are important. And it's a kind of hijab, we can say.
Yeah, it's a kind of...
Because you have to follow a special kind of, what we can say, dress code.
Very good.
That is
especially
why
if you got a daughter inside the house, whose look is as the father, as the role model of masculinity. I mean, being clean, being modest, being, we can say, honored, and at the same time, being polite.
Yeah.
Showing courtesy towards the girl is very much important. And they say that, characteristically speaking, such men are going to attract their daughters, so the daughters are not going to be attracted to the stranger women outside the house.
Yes.
So a good relation, akhlaqi one, is made between the father and the daughter. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, anything missed, brother, about the hijab and modesty?
No, very briefly, in one narration, if I'm not mistaken, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, فَخَيْرُ لِبَاسُ كُلِّ زَمَانٍ لِبَاسُ أَهْلِهِ Best kind of clothing that you have is a decent clothes according to the norms of the society.
So that's right.
Okay?
So if the norms of the society are torn apart, garments, what about that time, brother?
Usually, I mean, for the for the wise people of the society, not go to the...
You mean the elite part of the society, that's
Of course, in each society, maybe we have some people, they have crazy clothing. We're not talking about those guys.
Yeah,
rather, we're talking about
punks.
Decent, normal clothing of the, you know, wise people.
You mean the chaste, normal clothing, that's
Exactly.
Okay, very good. And thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani. Really elaborative. Sometimes we think that hijab and chastity is only for women. But no, iffah, haya is for everyone. And the men, we can say, can also be chaste. And they have their own types of hijab too. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, Sheikh Rouhani. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.